6 months gone, 6 months to go. Are your 2026 money goals still on track? Kamal Patel, Senior Financial Advisor at Old Mutual Personal Finance. At the start of every year, many South Africans set financial goals to save more, pay off debt, build an emergency fund, buy a home, protect their families, or simply feel more in control of their financial journeys. But by the time June arrives, the reality of everyday life often catches up. School expenses, unexpected bills, rising living costs, family responsibilities, and changing priorities can make it difficult to stay focused on the plans made in January. The good news is that the halfway point of the year is not a sign that goals have failed, but rather an opportunity to reflect, reset, and make adjustments to get your 2026 money goals back on track. Financial planning is not about being perfect from January to December. Life changes, and your financial plan should be able to change with it. A mid-year check-in gives people a chance to understand what has changed, what is working, and what small actions they can take now to protect the goals they are working towards, says Kamal Patel, Senior Financial Advisor at Old Mutual Personal Finance. June therefore provides the perfect moment for individuals and families building their financial futures to take stock of their progress. When assessing your finances, Patel suggests asking two important questions. 1. Am I still moving towards the goals I set at the beginning of the year? Whether the goal was saving for a deposit, reducing debt, investing, building financial security, or protecting loved ones, consider whether your daily money choices and habits are still supporting those priorities. 2. Has anything changed in my life that requires me to adjust my plan? Life rarely stays the same for 6 months. A new job, salary change, new family responsibilities, increased expenses, or a major purchase may mean your financial priorities need to be reviewed. For those who realize they are not where they hope to be, Patel says the answer is not to abandon the plan, but rather to reset it and focus on getting back on track. Many people give up when they feel they have fallen behind. But financial journeys are not always straight lines. The important thing is to make a realistic adjustment and continue moving forward, he says. Patel shares three practical ways to get back on track before the end of the year. 1. Review your budget and prioritize what matters most. A mid-year review is a chance to identify where money is being spent and decide what can be adjusted. This does not mean cutting out everything you enjoy. It means making sure your spending reflects what matters most to you. Small changes, such as reducing unnecessary expenses, renegotiating certain commitments, or redirecting money towards savings, can make a meaningful difference over time. 2. Restart or strengthen your savings habit. If your savings pattern has fallen behind, start again with an amount that feels achievable. The goal is consistency, even small. Regular contributions can help build financial resilience and create momentum. People often underestimate the power of starting again, says Patel. A smaller amount saved consistently is better than waiting for the perfect month that may never come. 3. Revisit your long-term financial plans. As circumstances change, so do financial needs. Customers who have started families, changed jobs, bought property, or taken on new responsibilities should review whether their financial plans still protect the life they are building. Your financial plan should support your current reality and your future goals. The purpose of a review is not to highlight what has gone wrong, but to make sure your decisions today continue supporting the future you want, Patel notes. The second half of the year can still be a turning point. A June check-in can help customers regain confidence, make practical adjustments, and continue building towards their goals. Financial well-being is created through ongoing decisions. The most important step is not about having a perfect plan, if such a thing even exists. It is about staying actively engaged with your financial journey and staying committed to the future that you are building, Patel says. Ends. Author at Kamal Patel, Old Mutual Plus posts bio at Kamal Patel. Old Mutual money conversations parents need to have with their kids share on your socials.